great fortune of His Holiness Shivaram Swami. He's kindly joined us today. I just want to say a few things. We haven't actually formally introduced him to all of you, and to let you know all the things that he has done within the Krishna consciousness movement. So I just wanted to share with you a few things. He is one of the spiritual masters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He's a direct disciple of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and he's been practicing Krishna consciousness for the last 50 years. And in those 50 years, he's created a thriving community and temple in Hungary called the Krishna Valley, which is based on the principles of simple living and higher thinking. As well as that, he's written so many wonderful books on Krishna Leela and how to practice Bhakti Yoga. And personally, more recently, he is the guru of Rasikaka Rasheshwar Prabhu and Bonanti Priyasaki Devidasi, and we consider him to be a part of our family. So we would like to warmly welcome him on this final prayer and invite him to address us all. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. You forgot to mention that I lived in the UK for 25 years. I always feel a little lost when I get introduced in the UK, but I guess that's what time does. I'd like to participate in the last phase of our prayers for Priyasakhi by reading a very beautiful poem by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And interestingly, this poem was written in English. You can see he's very proficient in English. Many of his judicial decisions were written in English, and he moved amongst the high society of the British colonials in India, obviously. Prior to the time of independence. And I found this prayer to be very relevant because it glorifies Vaishnavas. I think it's very relevant to Priyasakhi Devidasi, a wonderful Vaishnavi. So let me just read that and then let you continue on with your packed schedule for the day. It's called Saragrahi Vaishnava. Which indicates Vaishnavas who are actually the take the essence of everything they are actually an ocean of essential transcendental qualities. Anyway, it goes like this. Alas for those that spend their days in festive mirth and joy, the dazzling deadly liquid forms their hearts for air employ. The shining bottles charm their eyes and draw their hearts' embrace. The slaves of wine can never rise from what we call disgrace. Was man intended to be a brute in work and heart? Should man, the lord of all around, from common sense depart? Man's glory is in common sense, dictating us the grace that man is made to live and love the beauteous heaven's embrace. The flesh is not our own, alas, the mortal frame a chain. The soul confined to former wrongs should try to rise again. Why then this childish play in that which cannot be our own, which falls within 100 years as if a rose ablown? Our life is but a rosy hue to go ere long to naught. The soul alone would last for ere with good or evil fraught. How deep the thought of times to be, how grave the aspect looks, and rapt in awe become, oh, I, when reading nature's books. Man's life to him, a problem dark, a screen both left and right. No soul hath come to tell us what exists beyond our sight. But then a voice, how deep and soft, within ourselves is left. Man, man, thou art immortal soul. Thee death can never melt. For thee thy sire on high has kept a store of bliss above. To end of time thou art, oh, his who wants but purest love. O love, thy power and spell benign now melt my soul to God. How can my earthly words describe that feeling soft and broad? Enjoyment, sorrow, what but lots to which the flesh is heir? The soul that sleeps alone concludes in them it hath a share. And then, my friends, no more joy nor weep for all below. The women, wine, and flesh of beasts no love in thee bestow, but thine to love thy brother man and give thyself to God. And God doth know your wages fair. This fact is true and broad. Forget the past that sleeps, and there the future dream it all. But act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. But tell me not, in reasoning cold, the soul is made alone by earth's mechanic lifeless rules and to destruction prone. My God, who gave us life and all, alone the soul can kill, or give it all the joys above his promise to fulfill. So push on thy onward march, O soul, against an evil deed that stands with soldiers' hate and lust, a hero be indeed. Maintain thy post in spirit world as firmly as you can. Let never matter push thee down, O stand, heroic man. O Sharagrahi Vaishnav soul, thou art an angel fair. Lead me on to Vrindavan, and spirit power declare. There rests my soul from matter free, upon my lover's arms. Eternal peace and spirit's love are all my chanting charms. Hare Krishna. Very beautiful, isn't it?
Thank you so much for sharing such a beautiful poem with us. Do you want to speak further?
I'm having a little computer problem. Oh, fine. Say that again.
Sorry, did you want to speak further?
No, I think I will hand it over to your schedule and let you continue. And thank everybody for their participation and request them for all their blessings, although I know those blessings are there for Priya Sakhi. Hare Krishna.